Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Afia?
May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, definitely. My name is Sam. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. And the purpose of this call is that we're conducting an opinion survey, and we would like to ask just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. That's pretty much what we're calling, Mama.
Okay. You're trying to reach my sister, actually.
Maybe. Oh.
Yeah, that's the wrong number. I'm sorry.
Oh, if you can give us some of your time, we would really appreciate it, ma'am. Or we can give it a try maybe tomorrow
sure.
with you. Or if you have time right now, we can do it.
Yeah, that's okay. Fine.
Sounds great. Appreciate you. So let me ask you first, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Do you think that you will definitely vote? Probably. Chances are 50-50, or you will probably not vote?
Definitely.
Okay. Thank you. What's your age, just for a statistical purpose?
Sure. Sorry, 37.
All right, thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm sorry, can you say that one more time, please?
No problem. What is your race?
Oh, mixed.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Does that include Hispanic or Latino, or not including Hispanic or Latino?
It does not include Hispanic or Latino.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Oh, gosh. Very dissatisfied.
Okay. Thanks for sharing that. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100. As 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, as 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, meaning neutral. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please also say so. This is the first one, Moms for Liberty, from 0 to 100.
Actually, I don't know what that is. I've heard it, but I don't know what it is, so no opinion?
No opinion. All right, thank you. What's your opinion about public schools from 0 to 100?
Favorable.
So
I'm sorry.
That's okay, don't problem.
Is 1 bad and 100 is good? Is that what you had said?
That's pretty much correct. I mean, like,
okay.
If you're favorable, it's 100, and 0, it's not favorable.
Public schools, I would say like maybe 50. I'm in the middle. I don't have an opinion.
50? Okay, that's
fine.
What's your opinion about Joe Biden from 0 to 100?
What's my opinion on Joe Biden from 0 to 100? I don't know. 50, I guess. Let's go with the middle again.
Right. Now, what's your opinion about the U.S. Department of Education from 0 to 100?
Oh, gosh, I have a friend who works there. not favorable. Would that be like maybe like a 40?
All right. Thank you. And Donald Trump?
What's the worst score? Is that 100?
Maybe 0.
0. Okay, yes. I'm sorry.
The worst.
0.
No problem. What's your opinion about woke culture or wokeism?
What was the last word? Woke culture and what else?
Wokeism, like woke, ISM.
Oh gosh. Probably 50. I don't have an opinion either way.
What's your opinion or rate to the National Education Association, or NEA?
Oh, I feel like I'm the wrong person to ask these questions because, again, I've heard of it, but I don't know what it's for. I'm sorry.
That's an answer. Don't worry.
Okay, cool.
What? How do you rate charter schools from 0 to 100?
Oh, actually, I would say maybe like a 90. I have good experience with those.
Thank you. And how do you rate public school teachers?
Good quality, but not enough resources. Public school teachers. Maybe like a 90 also.
All right. Thanks so much. Let me move on to the next question then. Now, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I would say they're poor.
All right. Thank you. Now, would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
Right in the middle, 50, because I don't know.
So
we
can say staying the same, probably?
I'm sorry?
Staying the same, probably?
What do you mean?
I mean, because the option is either staying the same, getting better, or getting worse.
Such a complex question. I mean, is I don't know an option?
Okay.
I don't want to say staying the same. I'm sorry.
That's fine. That's okay. Now, let me read this statement. Some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. So generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? I will give you different options, and you can tell me from 0 to 10, that where 10 means public school prepared them very well, 5 means public school prepared them somewhat, and 0 means that public schools do not prepare students at all regarding the topic I will read. And you can use any number between 0 to 10. So, how well do you think they prepare to develop social skills? From 0 to 10.
Well, I'm sorry, what was 5 again?
5 is somewhat.
I would say yes, 5.
Okay. How well they prepare to understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world?
Oh. I think it depends on the school. A little bit, so like a 6.
Okay. To compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market?
American schools?
How well do you prefer?
I would say 3.
3, okay, thank you. To develop critical thinking skills?
2.
A 2, thank you.
It's based on my own experience.
That's fine, no problem. To grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math?
Gosh, I would say again 5.
5, okay. And to be ready for higher education like college?
For public schools, I would say a 3.
A 3, all right.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that. Now, let me move on. Would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public school education?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's fine. No problem. Now, have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No, I have not.
All right, no problem. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theories or CRT? You can tell me a lot, a little, or nothing at all.
A little.
A little, all right. As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics? And you can tell me if you strongly agree or disagree, or somewhat agree or disagree with that.
Would you say banning CRT in public schools is political?
Yeah, so pretty much, would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
They do in some schools. I think so. I think people who are trying to ban it don't really understand it. So, I'm sorry. I don't know how to answer that one.
Like I said, the options are what agrees, strongly agrees, somewhat disagrees, somewhat.
I would agree that it's political. Yes.
Somewhat or strongly. Okay. Thank you.
Somewhat. Yeah.
All right. Now, how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
I'm sorry, was the question how much I've heard about the topic?
That's correct.
I've heard a little.
A little. All right. Thank you. Moving on. So please tell me whether you agree or disagree. By the way, we are 61% of the survey. That means we're almost there. Again, appreciate your time here. So please tell me if you either agree or disagree with the following statement, and you can tell me either strongly agree or disagree, or somewhat agree or disagree. Here's the first one. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. What's your level of agreement here?
Somewhat agree.
All right. Next one is public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable.
Strongly disagree. I think it should be taught.
Okay. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. What's your level of agreement there?
I agree that teachers should be able to do that.
All right. So would you somewhat agree or strongly agree with that?
Strongly agree.
All right. Thank you so much. Moving on. Mm-hmm. I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support or strongly oppose, or somewhat support or somewhat oppose. Here's the first one. So giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school. So how much do you support or oppose that?
I oppose that, somewhat oppose that.
Okay, thank you. Increasing discipline in schools?
I disagree.
So will you strongly oppose that or somewhat oppose that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, it was disapprove or approve?
Correct, so pretty much you can tell me that you strongly support or somewhat support, or strongly oppose or somewhat oppose.
I'm so sorry. Hang on. There's a lot of background noise.
Nah, I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's a little bit hard to hear.
Hear me better now?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry. Dogs are barking right now.
Yeah, that's okay. It's creating sort of an echo. And then there's also here in the background, there's stuff going on. So, okay, so I'm sorry. Can you please repeat that one more time? I'm so sorry.
No problem. So you can either tell me that you strongly support or strongly oppose, or somewhat support or somewhat oppose increasing discipline in schools.
Strongly oppose.
All right. Next one is making it easier for parents to challenge books in schools, libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues. So what's your level of support or oppose?
I strongly oppose that.
All right. Next one is adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum.
I strongly agree.
All right. And protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality.
Can you repeat that one more time?
That's fine, no problem. So protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality.
I somewhat agree. All
right. Thank you. Let me move on to the next one. Now, some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies into the unit to the K-12 public school curriculum? And you can tell me strongly or somewhat.
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, a 5 means that it's somewhat convincing argument, and a 0 means it's not at all convincing argument. You can still use any number from 0 to 10. This is the first one. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So, when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. So how convincing is from 0 to 10?
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to back out of the survey. I know you said we're almost done, but I don't have any kids. I just don't feel right continuing with it.
Well, I mean, you can share based on your, like, experience, too, on either school that you were before.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Where did you say you were calling from again?
It's National Opinion Surveys.
National Opinion Surveys?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. How many questions are left?
Pretty much just these three arguments, and then the next one are just for statistical purposes. So that those are going to be fast. So it's just questions like what's your last level of graduation and things like that. So,
okay, fast. Sure. Okay. I was having a very hard time focusing on the last thing that you said. You mind repeating it one more time?
That's fine. No problem. I'll do that. So history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. So you can tell me how convincing is that argument from 0 to 10. 10 is very convincing, 5 somewhat, and 0 not at all.
5.
Okay. Next one is working for diverse classroom and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It is also a smart move for kids or of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value. 0 to 10 again.
Yes, I would say 8.
8, thank you. And we don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents, and certainly not politicians. 0 to 10.
I would be an 8.
8? All right. Thank you so much. So it says here, so over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree. And again, you can tell me strongly or somewhat. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. So what's your level of agreement there?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
All right. And the next one is teaching critical thinking skills require that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Level of agreement again?
Strongly agree.
All right. Now, like I said, the last three questions, statistical purposes only. So what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree. All right. Thank you. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
What was the second option? I'm sorry.
Unmarried with a partner?
Yes, that one. Unmarried with a partner.
Thank you. Regardless of have you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent. All right. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? You said no, right?
No, that's correct. No children.
Okay. And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
Did you say, do I have a child who has attended public school?
Correct.
I do not have a child. No, no children.
And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, homeschool in the last 10 years? I guess not, right?
No. Nope.
All right. Now, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
All right. And, I'm sorry, how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Never?
Never.
Okay. And for each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? Does this apply to you or somebody in the house?
No.
Is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide? Anybody in the house for you? Okay.
Nope.
And the last question, how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
I'm sorry, say that one more time. The dog got you right the right second.
So how would you describe your area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
All right. Well, like I said, that was actually the last question. I really appreciate your time here, even though the call was for your sister. But you were really nice. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Have a good rest of your day. Take care.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.